Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Let's get to our question of the day here on a Tuesday. What's something you probably should have practiced before trying? 713-572-4610. We all, I think, can relate to an experience like that where you know, maybe have a little too much hubris within your body. And you end up in a place where you're like, I can do that. And then you realize very quickly, maybe I couldn't have done it.
That looks
easy.
In the
way that I anticipated. let us know. Because it seems like Jazz Chisholm got himself into that type of place. Home Run Derby last night on ESPN and ESPN2, which is a note that I really want to make because I know that watching the Derby has gotten real uncomfortable for folks.
Mm-hmm. What was on ESPN2?
They had the StatCast edition of the broadcast. And yeah, I saw your face and I realized.
I'm like, yeah, I don't need that part.
No, but you do. Here's the thing, you do. Because like, all right, I get it.
Oh, that ball went 145 miles an hour.
They really did.
Oh, like, I'm going to get to that. Trust me.
They really did. Yeah. They really were just like jumping up and down about, oh, the exit velocity and look at all the.
Yeah. I thought you was on the broadcast for a minute, man.
However.
Who cares?
However. It's the home run derby. That's what home runs are. Like, he hit it really hard and went far. Like, that's the whole excitement of a home run. Put it in the StatCast. But the thing about the StatCast version of it, though, that I will give you is because they used a particular angle that I think that they were using somewhat, but not as much.
Is that the little circular camera thing or whatever? It's on a swivel, on a whatever?
I can't recall.
I saw a couple 360 of, cameras.
Yeah, 360, yeah.
I don't even know if it was that much. It was obviously a downward angle that obviously looked upwards that gave you a little bit a better idea at the launch angle. But then also they had a split screen continuously compared to the ESPN broadcast where they keep going back and forth between the hit and where it lands. Except with the timing, the next hit is coming before the last one lands.
Which
so you're
sucks.
Not able to follow.
Yeah.
But on the StatCast, they were able to, you know, you were able to see it come off the bat. And this is where the stats, I think, helped. You know generally what's a home run based off of. He got the right angle. Mm-hmm. He hit it hard enough. That one's probably going to go. And you, as a golf fan, you'll love this. Mm-hmm. They had the ball tracer.
Yeah, that's the best.
Like when not only did they had a color coded ball tracer, yellow off the bat, and then pink, like that T-Mobile pink. Mm-hmm. Once it went out, so you could kind of watch it, just watch the at bat, and then see. Okay, I think this is gone.
Yeah,
and then you could see it kind of confirmed
it was gone,
if you just looked at one side, and if you wanted to really see it go, they had kind of a wide, and not even wide, like a drone shot angle towards the outfield where you could see it really go.
Yeah.
So I thought that it really situated it incredibly well. And that might be a saving grace for the home run derby
because
it's really hard to consume.
What happened to the
That's all you had. Plus, just and I do agree with Luke Morrow on this. And Adam.
Oh, here comes some hating.
No, and Adam Blaine was talking about it too.
He was.
You can't appreciate the home runs as much.
And I think that's why I was. I think.
But even the split screen, you're kind of like, oh, where am I looking? What's going on and all that? Where you could just like see the entirety of the home run, 10 outs, appreciate 513 feet. Or whatever it was, and then go to the next one. But regardless of that, the question of the day is what's something you probably should have practiced before you tried? Jazz Chisholm said, I ain't even going to practice. His stepdad was throwing him. By the way, I wonder if there's issues there because
wow. What are you doing right now?
But you're not my real dad. Anyway, no, he loves that guy, and he promised him that at some point he would get him on a Major League Baseball field. And he did.
Shout out to him.
And it was awesome, except for Jazz Chisholm. He had, 27 pop-outs?
Are we calling some of those pop-outs? He was hitting liners.
he was hitting liners
down the first base line.
He had three home runs.
You know, and I was just like, okay.
Probably should have practiced.
We in here talking about practice.
Best part about the whole thing to me was when Chisholm walked out, he had the hat turned backwards just slightly. He had so more swag than anybody else. He had that, what they call the bat. It was called the, he named his bat. It had all
the aura. See, those be the red flags right there. Remember Jalen?
Oh, I think he turned into somebody's daddy. See, that's the problem.
Yeah, see, Jalen.
You need to respect the game.
Jalen Green did the same thing when he entered the dunk contest.
Yeah.
He had the grill in his mouth. I think he had the chain and all the other stuff.
Too worried about looking good and playing good.
Demon Slayer. His bat was the Demon Slayer. And I was like, this dude is.
See, if you was a betting man and you saw that, you're like, nah, I ain't betting on him. he ain't about to do nothing.
The best part, he was more swagged out than anybody else.
That's how it always go.
And then hit three home runs. Probably should have practiced. What's something you should have practiced before you started?
All right, so for mine, a little bit of backstory. I played soccer growing up. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anybody's too surprised. I did play basketball. Didn't play baseball. Played a little football once I got to grade school, as everybody does in Texas because it's Texas.
Yeah.
But I played soccer growing up, and I played a little bit of select. I'm not trying to say I was like really good, but I played a little bit of select. Just to give you an idea, I was a goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. And so with that being the case, like I believe myself to be, hey man, I can kick a ball. Mm-hmm. Got to football, you know, in high school. I think it was freshman year. Like, all right, let's do some kicker tryouts. I was like, I can kick the football. I have never kicked a football.
It's a different animal.
It looked very. And this is the thing. I told people, like, I play soccer and everything. Like, all right, cool. Yeah, go ahead, step up, kick. It was demoralized. I'm talking about didn't get off the ground type kick. Like, it was just like
a hot grounder, like a jazz home run.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. And I was like, I didn't kick a second one.
Yeah.
I wanted to kick a second one, but I was like, the damage is done. Don't even worry about it. So I was like, I probably should have like tried at some point, because I do think I had the capability of kicking a football. I was just like, no, this is the embarrassment. Like, I've broken the seal on the embarrassment. You can't put that back in, you know?
Mine was, you know, I've been fishing my whole life, 50 plus years. I've always fished, always loved the outdoors, always gone outdoors. So one day it was really windy, too windy to fish. So there was a good surf. There was a good surf out. I think I was in Surfside down near Lake Jackson. And I said, you know what? How hard could surfing possibly be? I'm here. I got the day off. I'm going to go rent a surfboard. And I was like, I think I was like 30, 31. I was already married and all that. And
midlife crisis stuff.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about that. But I was like, I'm going to grab this surfboard. I'm going to go out. And then the guy was, of course, like, you know, we can give you a quick lesson if you want, or, you know, an hour long or whatever you want. I said, no, I'm good.
Famous last words.
I'm good. Uh-huh. I paddled out like a pro, had my stomach on the I just looked like I should have been on TV.
Watching too much Baywatch.
I was just paddling out. And then I got out there and I turned the board, and here comes a little wave. And I like froze, because like, well, how do you pop up? Like, how do you get up on a surfboard?
You know how you would know the answer to that?
If I took a lesson, if I practiced. So I just kind of got on my knees, got up, surfboard comes straight out from me. And probably top three most painful racks in the boys that I've ever had in my life. I mean, it came
only
up
top three, huh?
Like a slingshot. It might be number one. It went wham, right on them. And so immediately I'm like in excruciating pain. And then the board comes up and hits me square in the face.
Oh, see, no. The first part was just the you know, just generally the failure. Yeah, yeah. The second part was a reminder. Like, I think that I believe that strongly. I have a great respect, and I will use the biblical word. I have a great fear of the water and the ocean, because it is more powerful than people give it credit for.
Oh, my gosh. And so then I had to find my – fortunately, I had the ankle thing on where the board doesn't go too far away from you. I had to grab my board, float it in. Gave the boy my board back, and that was the first and only time I ever surfed in my life.
That's right. And to be fair, did you even really surf?
I didn't.
It's a question that's worth asking.
I did not.
So on the text line, number of answers coming in. Somebody said, definitely skiing. Boy, so much snow, it was ridiculous. I don't even know how you, like, is there a lot of practicing? I guess you could kind of go on the bunny runs, or like even before that, they give you the pizza, French fries kind of idea to give you an idea how to start. So did you just hop on the slope skiing? Because you are a wild boy. I know people die like that.
That's right.
That is bold. I have never skied, and even I know, like, hey.
Yeah, I think ice skating is a little tough, man. Like, I know how to roller skate, but I tried the ice skate. I'm like, oh, this is different.
Oh, really? Different.
Yeah,
I will say,
I never did it again.
I was supposed to go skating this past winter, because I have not been ice skating, and I was going to be the guy who did not do any practice and jumped in there and thinking I could do it.
I thought it was the same thing. I'm like, okay, I could roller skate, whatever. I got on that ice rink. I'm like, oh, this is different. I can't dance while skate.
No, no, you cannot.
I'm like, nah. But a couple of them popped up in my mind. To me, this was back when I was in broadcasting school. We had to do a presentation. Everybody had to do a presentation, which is public speaking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I could do this. I could just talk about this new iPhone that just came out and all this other stuff. Man, I got out there and started stuttering. I froze up. I forgot what my name was.
That's
man.
What a mirror is for. You got to practice in the mirror, man.
I had no idea. And the other one, and a lot of people don't realize this with me being a former rapper or used to rap, you got to practice a little bit before you jump up on that stage, man. You think you just know your music and just go up there and rap it?
Forgetting your own words is crazy.
Oh, man. I was fumbling. I was forgetting all my lyrics. It was totally different, man. And it's so hard performing in front of like, let's say like 10 to 12 people rather than hundreds of people.
No, sure.
So you just looking at these 12 people, they don't know your song. So they just staring at you, man, not nodding the head. And I'm sitting there like, man, I probably should have practiced this song.
Yeah. Keep those coming in, 713-572-4610. There's a number of them that I still want to get to. I'll see if I can do a little bit of that on the other side. Somebody, King Young said, I grew up rollerblading. Ice skating was easy to catch on to. Okay, cool, cool. I'm back to my hubris. I'm just going to hop on there and see what happens.
Yeah, I couldn't ice skate, man.
It's also weird. I can snow ski and I can't water ski.
Those feel like different. Those feel like different.
Yeah.
I say that with no knowledge of either, to be fair, but those feel like different
skill
sets.
Definitely cannot surf.
Yeah, we did learn that. We tried to water ski and not being able to swim. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just bad. That's just bad ideas. All right, we'll get some more of those in a little bit. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where wide receiver just got paid. What that says about a Texans deal. And we continue. I want to get your opinion on this Teddy Bridgewater thing because it's fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do it next.